This is Anxiety Without Medication, written by Dr. Beatrice Anand, read for you by Angela Greer. Introduction. Another option. First, a woman I'll call Priya sat in my office on a Tuesday morning in October, her hands wrapped around a cup of chamomile tea she'd brought from home because she'd given up coffee 3 weeks earlier. She was a 34-year-old software engineer with 2 children under 5, a husband who traveled for work, and a mother who called every evening from Mumbai to ask if she'd eaten enough that day. She had not slept more than 4 uninterrupted hours in roughly 14 months. "My primary care doctor wants me to start an SSRI," she said. "He says it'll take the edge off. He's probably right. But I want to try something else first. I'm not against medication. I'm just not ready. Is that crazy?" "It's not crazy. It's the request I hear more than any other in my practice, and it's the reason I wrote this book. I've been a clinical psychologist for 18 years. I've worked in academic hospitals, in community clinics, and now in a small private practice on the second floor of an old brick building where the radiator clanks in winter and the elm tree outside the window has slowly been losing its leaves to disease for the past 4 autumns. I've treated something on the order of 2,000 people with anxiety in one form or another. Generalized anxiety, panic disorder, social anxiety, health anxiety, specific phobias. Some came to me with prescriptions in hand and wanted help getting off them. Most came like Priya, alert, intelligent, slightly embarrassed, and wanting a different first move. The book you're holding is for those people. Let me say what this book is not, because that matters. This is not a book that will tell you medication is bad. It isn't. SSRIs, SNRIs, buspirone, beta blockers, and the short-term use of benzodiazepines have helped enormous numbers of people, including people I love. I have a chapter later on titled, "When Meds Are the Right Call," and I mean every word of it. If your anxiety is so severe that you can't function, if you've been white-knuckling it for years with nothing changing, if you have a family history of severe mood or anxiety disorder, if you're in danger, medication may be the most compassionate, evidence-based step you can take. There is no virtue in suffering you don't have to suffer. This book is also not a book of magical thinking. You will not find essential oils here or anything about chakras or anyone telling you that anxiety is your body's way of revealing your inner truth. Some of those things may be meaningful to you in their own context, and I won't argue with that. But what I can offer you is the evidence, the studies, the clinical trials, the meta-analysis, the patterns I've seen in 18 years of sitting across from frightened people. And the evidence has a specific shape. The shape, briefly, is this. Anxiety is not all in your head, but it isn't all in your body either. It's a coordinated system involving your nervous system, your thinking patterns, your behavior, your sleep, your relationships, and the substances you put into yourself daily. You can intervene on any of those layers, and a well-designed intervention on enough of them, sustained over enough time, tends to produce a measurable reduction in suffering for most people who have one of the common anxiety disorders. This is not my opinion. It's the consistent finding of about 4 decades of research on cognitive behavioral therapy, acceptance and commitment therapy, exposure-based treatment, exercise studies, sleep medicine, and the related fields. Non-pharmacological treatment of anxiety has, in head-to-head trials, performed comparably to medication for many people in the short term, and often better in the long term because the effects don't disappear when you stop the treatment. That last sentence is the heart of why I do the work I do. Medication helps while you take it. The skills in this book, if you build them, are yours for the rest of your life. Now, a hard truth. The skills in this book are not quick. There is no exercise on page 47 that will make your panic attacks stop by Friday. The breathing technique I teach in chapter 4 works, but it has to be practiced when you're calm before it can help you when you're not. Cognitive restructuring takes weeks to feel natural. Exposure work, the most powerful tool I know for anxiety, requires you to do the exact thing your anxious brain is begging you not to do, and it requires you to do it again and again until your body learns something new. I want you to know that going in, if you're looking for a 30-day fix, this isn't the book. If you're willing to do